Well, something we brought you a little bit before the 7 a.m. news was this discussion about, a situation that occurred at Leary's Brook Junior High in St. John's last week. Dean Ingram is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. He believes that the risk of violence in the school system is a real concern that needs to be addressed. A legitimate threat to students or teachers was not identified by police or school administration as it pertains to what happened at Leary's Brook, although a pocket knife and a bottle opener that was mistaken for a knife were seized. I reached Ingram in Montreal.
Well, I became aware of the situation yesterday, actually, following a certain reach. And this is what I learned, was that on Tuesday there was a information passed along the school administration indicating a possible scenario where teachers would be at risk. I spoke to the school administration, who indicated that following that initial meeting where information was shared with the with the teachers on staff, there was a discussion to have with the individual teacher question. The first I learned of some of the actual details is that the incident involved was when I saw a copy of the Center Voice Initiative of the Center School Community from Leary's Brook, which I only received that this morning. For me, from my perspective, any of these incidents, if there's ever any potential threats, you cannot treat these serious enough. They had to be treated seriously each and every occasion. But what we've been seeing in our school system is an uptick, and this is right across the country, an uptick in rates of school violence against teachers, against education professionals. I received several text messages, several outreach from teachers who want to remain anonymous, that indicated that yesterday, in fact, one of these teachers said she got headbutted by a student and went to her doctor to suspect a concussion. I had another school administrator indicate to me that in her school, there was a situation where charges had actually been laid, but it had not hit the median wage yet. It may very well at some point in the future. These are concerning times. They are concerning our school system. And we've been saying this for a while, and it certainly demonstrates the need to have a complete, a thorough, and an independent review of the allocation we have in our school system. We know that our school counselor allocations are nowhere near adequate enough. We know that our school administrator allocations are not where they need to be. And there needs to be a serious consideration of what are the appropriate levels of supports for our schools in order for our students to get the education they need and deserve, one that's delivered in a safe and caring environment, both for student and teacher alike.
Would you say that this has exposed a broader issue that teachers are facing?
Well, it certainly exposed it. But this is not something new. This is going back to my predecessor. This is something we were very active on. I've spoken on this on several fronts throughout this year in different media outlets. Certainly something that came out in a series that was ran a couple of years back. It's certainly put a magnifying glass on, but it's not something that's unknown.
I guess policy that will come out of this when it comes to students bringing pocket knives or letter openers to school.
We had to be aware that many things can be used as a potential weapon. It's not so much what is brought, but what is the intent and what is the potential behind that things coming into it. I think it's important. I think it would be inappropriate for me to say exactly what should be done, but I think all the parties, education, the school department of education, the school district, the NLPA, parent groups, had to come together and have a serious discussion of what types of policy procedures do we need in today's schools. As I've mentioned several times on several fronts, the schools of today are certainly significantly different than the schools that were in place 5, 10, 15, 20 years.
Do you feel that there's new policy that needs to be enacted?
There needs to be an examination review of all policies. Certainly in today, when your school climate has changed, which it has, you always need to review and revise policies and procedures. Anytime you can have that discussion of what's working, what needs to be changed, what needs to be modified, maybe what policies need to be removed. These are things that need to be seriously discussed at all levels with all educational partners. Certainly, I'd be of the opinion that the NLT and the teachers we represent had to be a core and integral part of that discussion. It's too important an issue not to have the discussion.
And that is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association, Dean Ingram. It is 7:21.